Hi, good morning. May I speak to Ryan Cole?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Fran. We were calling from RSF Fiber in a recorded line. Is this a good time, Mr. Cole? You were inquiring about our services.
Yeah, I think my question was answered in the email. They said the building I'm trying to get an account for, it said that they don't have it registered yet because it's just a the building has just been completed being built and refurbished. So I was just hoping to get ahead of the game and get my account set up so when I move in there, it's ready to go. But spoke to I think Matt in the email and he said that they only recognize it as a factory in your system, so I can't even set up the account. But I don't know, do you guys have anything listed for 35 Bruin in Kingston, New York?
35 Bruin, 12401 is the zip code. And this is Bruin Avenue.
Yes, Bruin.
Bruin Avenue does, and Master said apartment 201, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So it is coming up in the system. It looks like the in-service day was October 4th of 2024. But you said that Matt replied to you and said that the building was not ready yet.
Well, I sent an email to the address, and then he's like, can you confirm? And I said, it's a new building. They just did it. And he said, it's showing up as a factory, and he could contact the property manager. And I was like, don't bother her, 'cause she said she's going to send out an email later this week. But, if it's possible, if it's showing up, I would like to, if I can, set up information. So when I'm, because I'm going to be in there on the 29th.
Okay. Yeah, so we can, if you would like, we can pre-order the service. So once, because Matt is the community outreach manager. He would need to get in contact with the business, with the property management to get approval, because the area already is in service, but the building, since it's it's owned by somebody and they have property management that we need to go through. We need to get their approval to get in there.
Okay, so I guess we'll just wait because she said she's gonna send it out this week, but I
Okay.
wasn't sure. Like I said, I was just hoping I could get ahead of it, but I guess I have to wait then.
Okay. All right. So perfect. So you guys are already in service. We just need to get the approval from property management. So once we get that approval, we will be able to sign you up and install you in 5 days after you sign up. But we do need
All
that
5 days
approval from the,
after.
yes, 5 business days after. But once we get approval from property management that they're okay with our services being installed there.
And is it just that point? Is it like flipping the switch on and we're getting the equipment, or are you gonna have like a technician come out?
So once they give us their approval, once property management give us their approval, our technicians will go in there, and depending how the utilities are coming in now, like most likely it's through the pole because it's a building, so they have to run the lines from the poles to the building, and then after that is in the building, any resident can request the service, then we schedule the appointment, and then a technician comes in into your apartment and set you up with all the equipment.
Okay, and I know they stopped the affordability program, whatever it's called. Like they were doing up to $30, but then I saw they reinstated, I think up to 15. That's something you guys will honor, right? Like for low income, they said they can do credit up to $15 or 30 megabytes.
You heard that from RStyle Fiber? Because this is the first time I hear
Well,
about
no,
it.
that's like a state thing where they were trying to, the one during COVID stopped in April, I think, and then they just reapproved for the state where it's $15 is like the most for 30 megabytes, which I know is nothing. So But they said you're supposed to get up to $15 credit because they're starting to count it as a utility. And for low income, they said it's going to be like the same program, it's just not the same amount.
Okay, so that is something that I would need to then escalate and ask about. The only promotion that we have at this time is that when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, they give you a $10 discount if you sign up with your checking or savings account. The lowest megabits that we offer is 500. So if you sign up and you do auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, that bill will be $59.99.
Okay.
Yeah, so because that's the only promotion that I'm aware of. So I will have to double check about the program with the
Yeah,
state.
it's not prom yeah, it's not a promotion. I don't know if it's called the same thing, but it's the same idea where and I know it's legitimate because they were the other one ended in April and like immediately they're saying they're trying to get reinstated, but they couldn't get the same amount. But yeah, if you could, that's something you could speak to someone so next time I'll have a definitive answer on that.
Yes, definitely. So I w yes, I was es I will be escalating an email, and once I get a response, is it okay to call you back to the number I'm calling today?
Yes.
Or send an email? Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for for speaking with me today. Hope you have a great day, and looking
You
forward to
too.
speaking with you later. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.